All right. Happy Wednesday. How you doing? Coach Michael Burt. Coach Michael Burt. Let's see if we can change a few things here in my settings. I'm going to get us some background. Boom. Boom. Let's get that Pray Drive background going. There we go. Let's get that Pray Drive background going. How many of you are enjoying the book Flip the Switch? I sure am enjoying it. And I'm enjoying it because Sharon Lecter said to me, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and all the books for Kiyosaki, she said, you are Pray Drive. Pray Drive is you, Coach. And I said, I know. Pray Drive is instinct to pursue. Pursue what? Potential, opportunity, deals, ambitions, hopes, goals, dreams. Objects at rest stay at rest unless acted on by an outside force. Opportunity follows movement, circulation, activity. So we're doing this 8-week book club series. I don't even know what week we're on, just to be honest with you. I just know I like to break this book down and bring it. And thank you for all the people who bought the book. I think it sold over 10,000 copies. It hit 19 on the Wall Street Journal bestseller list. I may take another run at the Wall Street Journal bestseller list. Rory Vaden called me and said he's got some plans. He's got a couple strategies to take another run at this thing. So I'm in, Rory. Okay. So this week we're tackling chapter 7. And before I get started today, look, my coaching program of Monster Producer is 2-for-1 right now. It's $297 a month, guys. $297 a month to get in and get weekly coaching from me. It's not going to get any cheaper than that. Okay. Every person can get in at $297. I'll have Mark post the link, Kelly post the link in the chat box. If you want to get in, just email Kelly at coachburt.com or Mark at coachburt.com. Okay. I got a What's Next mastermind going on right now. It starts in April for high net worth individuals. If you're trying to figure out what your next move is or package that, I got 3 spots left in my couples retreat, April 27th through the 30th in Florida. If you're interested, okay, if you're interested, then get interested, right? Get in. Quit thinking about getting in and get in, okay? So we're on chapter 7, creating a sales system and closing the deal. And I made a whole page of notes here as I was reading this chapter this week. Selling is not complicated. It's not as hard as we make it, right? We make it hard because of our mindset toward it, as if we're trying to convince somebody to do something they don't want to do. Okay. And I want to change. I wrote down in my notes, I changed my mind about selling. Okay. Selling is a game of finding and solving problems. I wrote down, it's a game of alignment. Going where you feel celebrated, not tolerated. It is locating ambitions and activating ambitions. And it is selling confidence. You are selling energy. You are selling a bigger future. You are selling, right? You're selling that with me in your life, you're going to be at a better place. See, when I'm selling Monster Producer, I'm not selling it. I'm saying, look, if you want business growth, if you want a structure, if you want to generate more money, get more leads, learn how to follow up appropriately, then you need to join my coaching program. If you don't, you don't. Okay. It's not going to hurt my feelings. It's not my potential. It's yours. I have committed to my potential. I have become a disciple to my own future, which is where the word discipline comes from. So I've changed my mind about selling. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's merely talking to people, locating their ambitions and locating their dreams, and locating their problems and offering them a compelling solution. And some will take it and some won't, no matter how good you are, by the way. Okay. So I can't take it personal. I'm only looking for people that are looking for me. This is what you need to think. I'm only looking for people that are looking for me. Okay. There is no such thing as rejection. It's not hard. It's not complicated. You just got to say, man, I'm going to go out to the marketplace and find problems. And are they problems you want to solve? And are you excited about solving them? And do you have a good solution to them? And do you have a method that you're selling? Do you have a methodology? Do you have a process? Do you have a system? Do you have an answer to a prayer? What do you have that other people would buy? It is a game of alignment. So what I need is I need to pray drive, which is my instinct to pursue. But why? Why would I pursue? Not because it's my purpose, but because I want something. Motivation is activated when I want something. I want a better life. I want a nicer car. I want to fly private. I want a nice condo. I want a penthouse. See, there's something you want that causes you to suck the sour to get to the sweet, to embrace the suck, to make it through hell week, to give up something. Like I was teaching my monster producers this week, you know, like what work ethic is and what commitment is. And one definition of commitment I gave them was an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. Like I got to do something that actually restricts my freedom to have some freedom. Everybody see that? I'm committed to something. There is a big difference here between being committed to prospecting every day and being obligated to prospect every day. Being committed to sell something and being obligated to sell something. See, a lot of people wake up and sell things that they ain't passionate about. They don't care about. They don't have any conviction for. They're not committed. And because they're not committed, they don't prospect, or they got a fear of rejection or a fear of embarrassment. And I wrote down right here, I changed my mind about fear. Fear is my friend. Right, Merriam-Webster? She said, fear is a bad thing. It's an unpleasant emotion. I said, no, Merriam. Who is Merriam-Webster, by the way? Right? Who died and made her in charge of the dictionary? Okay, here's my point. What if fear is your friend? What if I change my mind about rejection? What if rejection is just because they don't want what I got doesn't mean somebody else will not want it? See, as I get older, I get bolder, number one. As I get older, I get bolder. Not balder, I get bolder. And as I get bolder, I get to the point, it's like, man, I don't care. I have something of value. I spent 31 years developing it. I got a Navy skill set. I can help you make more money. I can activate the prey drive and reach inside of you, unpack something and pull it out of you. But I can't help you with any of this until you freaking commit to something, which is what closing is. See, I start off this chapter using a Merriam-Webster dictionary. Okay. One of the definitions of the word close is to bring or come to an end. And this can be anything, by the way, an idea, a partnership, an opportunity. In sales, the goal is to close a deal. The skill of closing is sorely missing in today's society, because everybody's afraid of rejection. I changed my mind about rejection. Just because you don't want what I have doesn't mean somebody else would. You're not a good fit. I'm not going to bend who I am to pacify you. I am who I am. This is what I believe. I spent 31 years developing a skill set. It can help you, but it can't help you until you take action. So it's a game of alignment. I'm going out into the marketplace and I'm trying to align with people who believe the same things I do. You see what I'm saying? I believe in going where you're celebrated, not tolerated. I believe you're an asset, not a liability. I believe in inspired impressions. I believe in follow-up and seven touches. So I wrote down, this is a game of finding and solving problems. It's really a match game. Some of the highest paid technologies or highest paid companies in the world are built on matching. Airbnb matches a person that wants a house with a house. Uber matches a person that wants a car with a car. Dating sites match a person that's lonely with another person that's lonely, or a person that wants companionship with another person that wants companionship. See, they match. Selling is going out and just matching. I'm like, man, is this a good fit? This is what I believe and why I believe it. This is my explanation of value. This is how I can solve your problem. Now, are you going to be one of those clients that appreciates us or causes misery to us? See, I got in this discussion with a gentleman on Sunday, more of an intellectual exercise on Saturday, because he wanted to quit my coaching program, but I hadn't seen him commit to the coaching program. I hadn't seen him actually show up to the coaching program. So it's really easy to say something don't work when you don't ever show up. And I said, man, me and you don't believe the same things about commitment, because commitment is the act of pledging or binding yourself to a certain cause of actions, or to a person. See, we're bounded, my brother. We're binded together. I can't help you until you commit, and you can't quit something you hadn't committed to. Okay. Because I hadn't seen you show up, get engaged. People that show up, get engaged, like Angela Baker, right there in my face every single week. Those people are committed. You are not committed. When I don't see you, I don't know you. I don't even know who you are, because you're so uncommitted. You don't even show up. I don't even know who you are. I'm like, who's this dude who hadn't even committed? Who's trying to quit? So to me, I'm asking myself, is this a good match for us? Is this a good match where I'm doing all the work and you're complaining about it? And you're saying it don't work? See, there is no such thing as rejection. It's a full contact sport. So closing is about bringing something to an end. And that's really what this chapter is about. Okay. And it's just talking about, on 139, finding your skill that solves a problem, packaging that skill, marketing that skill, and monetizing that skill. And then I go into, who are blue marlins for you, which are big fish, big problems that you have a desire to solve. They're big problems that you want to solve. Money changes hands when problems are solved. So on 140, I write, money changes hands when problems are solved. You can wake up daily and solve small problems. Probably going to get a lot of complaints. We had a coaching program that's $83. I lowered the coaching program to $83 at one time. We signed up 600 people that year. We were on track to hit our goals. And I said, I want 1,000 people in this program. But they were paying $83, and I called them $83 problems. They couldn't find their Zoom link. They wanted to quit every other week. They couldn't make any money. They were always broke, always trying to get out. And I'm like, you're paying $83, for God's sake. These are small problems, okay? Go out. You need a bigger problem to solve. You need to be paying $8,333, because then you'll be committed. You ain't committed to this right now. So bluegills are small problems. Blue marlins are big problems. You can capitalize on the biggest opportunities available to you, and we call those level 10 opportunities. So when we're coming into the week and we go, okay, whose problem do we want to solve this week? Whose problem do we want to solve? Whose problem are we excited about solving? Let's go after the blue marlins versus the blue gills. Let's solve a problem we want to solve. Who has these problems or ambitions? So I wrote down the blue gill and the blue marlin. And then I wrote down, what is prey drive in selling? It is the instinct to get in the game every day and to know this is a full contact sport. And there's two ways that you're going to bring clients in. It's either going to be through marketing and advertising. So you've got a concept. You saw me do this with Purpose to Profit, attract over 450 people in. Okay. You got a concept that attracts people, that solves a problem, generates leads. You got a lead mechanism to capture the leads and data so you can market to them. Okay. You got an ability to offer them something, and then you use a selling system to follow up with them on who's serious and who's not serious. So I got a message or concept. I got a way to capture data. I got a selling system to follow up with that data, and I got an offer or some way for people to consume my solution to their problem. So prey drive is instinct to do what? Pursue. Pursue a deal. Pursue an opportunity. Pursue a strategic partnership. Pursue someone. And then it is the remarkable boldness you need to say, look, man, I'm not following back up with you again. I've asked you 7 times. You don't seem that interested in what we're talking about. I'm going to move on to somebody who's interested, because you're not interested. And I'm going to go looking for that match. Selling is a game of alignment. It's an attitudinal game. Who out there is hungry? Who's humble? Who's got a teachable spirit? And who is willing to spend money to solve their problems? And if you're not in those things, see, that attitudinal thing is very important. If you're not hungry, humble, and teachable, then, man, I'm moving on to somebody who is, because there's 7 billion people on planet Earth, which is why I said I changed my mind about fear, insecurity, doubt, vacillation, rejection. I changed my mind about all those things. Okay. So now I'm going down here, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to go after problems that I'm excited about solving, because that's where the money is. Okay. And I'm going to keep going and see that through to its logical conclusion. Okay. So here's the questions for you this week. Who should you be pursuing? Who are you, blue marlins, not bluegills? What are your level 10 opportunities? This is an organizing system I write about in the book called The Selling System. I get into the whole selling system in here. It's a big part of what I do. It's how I generated millions of dollars over my career. Who do you need to be going after? Who do you need to be partnering with? And what problem do you need to be solving? What ambition do you need to be helping people with? And I'm going to give you three categories here today, four categories. The hit list represents people you need to touch, tag, present, get in front of, follow up with. It's people who have money and a problem. Like people always ask me, what's a good target market? Rich and confused. That's a good target market. Because you don't want broke and confused, right? Hit list. Who can I help? Who has the time, energy, money, and resource? And I may have to go through a lot of bozos to find somebody who's serious. I may have to go through a lot of zeros to find the heroes. I may have to go through a lot of duds to find the studs, folks, which is why I'm bringing so many people. Okay, so hit list, who can I help and who can help me? Two, farm club, who do I need to be following up with that has indicated interest? They just need more information. I need to invite them to something. I need to send them something. I need to work the lead. Although the older I get, the shorter I'm going, man. It's like, man, I'm not going to chase you. If you're not serious, step over here. If you are serious, step over here. Okay. Three, red zone. People who are close to making a buying decision. And when I was working on this, selling requires a system. I get into this on page 142 and 143. A system. See, I go into farm club, I go into red zone, I go into top 25, and then I go into the showcase, which is a chance for people to see you in action. I call it taste the ice cream. Get to know you better. See if they like you. See if they rest. See if that matches there. Okay. So let me end with this, and then I'm going to let Kelly take some questions and Mark take some questions. And I may bring on a few other people and let them take some questions and just play some pitch and catch here. Selling. I hate that so many people have made this hard. It's like, oh, this is miserable. I got to call people and I got to try to sell them a life insurance policy and they don't want it. And this is miserable. And oh my God, I can't believe I got to do this. No, selling is a game of discovery. It's a game of alignment. It's a game of matching your skill with somebody else's problem. That brings you purpose. See, I enjoy showing up and coaching people who want to be coached because they want to get better. They got a teachable spirit. They fit in the opportunity filter. There is no such thing as rejection. And when it don't work, it's because we're not a good match. And that's okay. You keep doing what you're doing and I'll keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm going to be happy with the results because I'm committed to my goals. I'm not obligated to them. I'm committed. So your assignment from today, from this, number one, if you haven't signed up for Monster Producer, get with Kelly and sign up or ask her questions or sit in on a course, or everybody needs a coach in their life. Okay. Your assignment is, who do you need to be going after? Blue Marlins. What is your level 10 opportunity? Level 10 means it's a big, giant, juicy, exciting opportunity. Who do you need to be following up with? Who's close to making a buying decision? Red zone. And what do you need to create in the future to invite people to in the future? See, right now I'm doing a 4-week course on Prey Drive for $97. Okay, I probably got 100 people in that course. See, I call people and I say, you know, I got an idea that I think could help you. Would you be interested in this idea? No. Okay, good. I'm out. I'm going to move it on to somebody who is interested. So what I do is I attract a lot of people in. Then I present an idea. Then I offer them the chance to go deeper with me. So I'm offering you a chance to get into Monster Producer. If you've been reading this book and you go, man, this dude can help me. He keeps me motivated. He activates my prey drive. He breaks down big concepts. Okay. I need to be with him every week. I think we got one more week left on the book club. I think we're coming down to week number eight, I think. So I'll see you again next week. I'm going to let Kelly take it from here. I'm teaching a course today called the Michael Burt School of Speaking, Coaching, and Writing at the Lodge. And it's people who have a desire to speak, coach, train, lead, and write books. So love you guys. Activate that prey drive. And remember, selling is just matching. That's all it is. Matching that vibrational energy. And I'm only looking for people that are looking for me. Boom. Let's go.